Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We actually want to talk about weird family traditions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have a normal family tradition, please don't call. It's got to be weird. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not the type of person to try to take credit for things. Okay. What's the name of the show?
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't name it that.
Sorry, I got glossy-eyed again.
I swear to God, and I know neither of you are going to believe it, but the second I moved out of my parents' house and had my own Christmas tree and did my own kind of tradition and had a girlfriend and we had an apartment, I drove to 7,000 different stores and things until I found men's and women's pajamas that were close enough to each other so that we would have matching pajamas. And it was a thing that I was like, I insist that on Christmas Eve, we open these two presents and we're like, oh, look, they're matching pajamas.
Oh.
And I know you don't believe me, but I feel like I sort of invented that. And now King Soopers in Commerce City sells men's, women's, children's matching pajamas.
Dogs.
It is no longer.
Even dogs are included. I'm not even joking. I've seen that at Target.
And everywhere.
Dogs.
Yes, no, you're right. All the way down to the dog.
Yeah.
What about the goldfish?
No, but you know what I'm saying.
I do. It's, no, I'm
We would not accept matching pajamas as a weird tradition because now it is a normal tradition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so.
But it's, when I was doing it, I don't feel like anybody was doing it. That's all I'm saying.
So you had to kind of play like a matching game, all right? Like, all right, this had kind of the red and blue plaid, and then this one had a gray plaid, but then I got to go this location and figure
exactly
out what
matching
one would be close enough.
Because I'd want her to have the one with the buttons. Do you know the cool little button and kind of silky bottoms? So I'd try to do like red flannel-y look, and then you could always find red flannel men.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then just like a black shirt.
Mm-hmm. So someone was following you? They were like,
I think so. I think I've always been so popular that someone was like, look at that guy with the two different things. And it's like, I started bedazzling sweaters with different things on them.
And what? Then,
like, and then I had a party. I was like, everyone should bedazzle your sweaters. And like, and then now all of a sudden we have ugly Christmas sweater parties. I think I invented that too. In fact, if I'm thinking about it right, when I go way back, I remember people were just standing around December going, I wish I could give presents to people. And I was like,
okay,
I got an idea. Why don't we get a tree?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like a smiting is coming.
No, okay. But what we really want, and this is another one that I don't think is weird anymore, because I think a lot of people do it, but the pickle.
Yeah, that's very common now.
Mm-hmm.
What does a pickle mean? Like, if you have the weird pickle in the tree tradition, I think
it's... Yeah, so you someone hides, puts up all the ornaments, they put up the pickle ornament. Whoever finds it first gets to open the first gift or something.
Okay. Or be the one who hands out the presents or something.
Or, yeah.
Mm, yeah, I've been a part of it. Well, my family doesn't do it, but I've been at, like, a girlfriend's Christmas where they did it. Okay. And I think there was, like, a cash prize for it.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. Because to open the present first, it's like, I'll go second. I'll just keep drinking my cocoa. Like, knock yourself out with the pickle.
This is going to sound a little familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely invented hide the pickle.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
That I will vouch for him. He's an innovator.
It's totally different in my house, though.
I want to go home.
Okay. Yeah. We have a list of different weird traditions, and we're going to get into them, but we want to hear yours. If there's something weird that your family does that you want to share with the group, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call us, you can text us, you can do whatever you want with that number, but we want your stories.
There's one that I actually think that T-Hack's family should do.
Okay.
Ooh.
So you know those... The crazy displays where they have their own radio station, like the lights are connected to the music.
Yeah. And you're like, tune to 941,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they went to one of these houses, and for some reason, the radio station was not connecting. So they were like, well, we don't want to just be sitting here in the quiet. So they put the CD, the only CD that they had in their car, played it. What is happening? They put it in and they played it.
Okay.
And it was the Space Jam soundtrack. And so now every year they go look at Christmas
lights. Christmas light display is set to Space Jam.
Come on, it's
They go to look at the Christmas light displays listening to the Space Jam.
So they don't even tune
correct.
To a station.
Everybody get up. It's
exactly.
time to jam now. I could do that. I could do that all day. I don't even need the CD. Leo, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's kind of fun.
It's really cute.
It doesn't match up.
I like that it has an origin story, though, too. Yeah. We do, it's. I don't know if it's weird or not, but we have everyone in my family has the same stocking. It's just like a red felt, very old-timey looking stocking with our name on it. And it's a very big deal. Like when my son was born, when my daughter was born, you got to text the name. You got to get the name to...
Yeah.
The aunt who makes
who
the stockings.
Embroiders it.
Yeah. And then it comes and it's like a big deal when it gets delivered to your house and you're like, they're fine.
No,
they're
that's
here.
Beautiful.
They're a member of the family. They have
that's
their
so
own stocking.
Cute.
And it's cute.
My wife, Ahak, she's Angela. She has two. She has Angie and Angela.
Why?
Because her name's Angela, but she goes by Angie. So depending
you don't
on.
Get two. So she's
do
double the present.
Do you have
she's
Tyler double. And Ty?
No,
or?
I just have one. Oh. I have the same one
but
that I've had.
You literally have like four names. Tyler, Ty, T-Hack.
Yeah, they
crap face pickle hider pickle Heidi.
They like her more. We did another one though. It was more for New Year's. My mom with my sister when we were little kids. She used to dress us up as the New Year's babies.
What is
you
that?
Heard of New Year's baby?
I've heard of that, but I don't even know what that is. So
we were basically in our like my whitey tidies, and my sister was like in her diaper. And then
by the
we
way,
had
that's reversed. But keep going.
Tidy whiteys.
Yeah,
oh, I've always
that's
called
whitey tidies.
No, it's tidy whiteys.
No.
Oh yeah. dude. I'll die on this hill.
Whitey
it's
tidy
whiteys.
Tidy whiteys.
Yes.
Whitey tidies.
It's tidy whiteys.
I was in my undergarments.
Whitey tidies feels like no. It doesn't.
I think I'm getting it confused with righty tidy. So then it's tidy. Yeah. Okay. I'm slacker. I'm on your side.
Thank you.
Anyways.
We were in our underwear and then we had a sash with the name of the year, you know, so like 98.
Oh, yes.
Took pictures together. That was, we did that every
stupid.
Year.
That's more of a weird tradition.
It was especially my whitey tidies were, they weren't
tidy
as white.
Whiteys.
They weren't as white as a,
your,
you know, as a diaper.
Your stocking is not weird. It's beautiful. That is a beautiful tradition.
Thank you.
You don't call with that. You want to call with...
But it's weird because it's like...
Your oddly weird photo shoot with your children.
Exactly.
I love those.
Being exploited in a strange... Where do these pictures exist then? Is there a calendar or is there...
No, there's a photo album. Definitely a few photo albums of it. I don't think they ever
we'll
got sent
them.
Out or anything.
That just reminded me. I know somebody. I can't even think of who it is. But their holiday tradition is... They're like a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And so every month of the year... They're just like walking around and they'll see a big pile of dog poop and like it's in snow. So like, and then it's like, there's some fall leaves and there's a, like,
they make a calendar.
They make a poop calendar and they give it out for Christmas every year to everybody on their list. So it's like, here's January and you can tell it's January because there's snow and there's like whatever. And maybe a T-Hack and his tidy whiteys laying next to it. But it's like, so you get a poop calendar for the year.
I like that. That call with that. That's great.
Yes. That is a weird tradition.
And sign me up for the distribution list.
Yes,
I kind of want a calendar.
Oh, I thought you wanted to be in the pictures for the New Year's baby.
My whitey tidies are ready to go.
Tidy whiteys. If you have a weird tradition, we'd love to hear it. And I'll hide the pickle with your
whitey tidies.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking to put the pickle in you and do the... we're doing weird, weird family traditions. They don't have to just be Christmas. If you like do something weird for Thanksgiving or...
New Year's. A lot of people eat grapes under the table at New Year's.
You've tried to pimp that idea on the show more than once. Yep. I've never heard of that before.
A lot of people. We can do it.
A lot... And what does it mean if you do that?
It's just like, it's supposed to be good luck for like your love for the year.
Do you have to be at a party? Can you be all by yourself on the cold linoleum floor?
It was literally me and my, at the time, my 4-3-year-old nephew. We were just eating grapes.
Did it work?
You tell me.
He's engaged.
Oh my God. Brittany?
Yay.
What's your weird tradition?
Yeah, so my grandma, God rest her soul, she gave me a really, really ugly jacket about 10 years ago. And ever year since, my family re-gifts it to somebody in the family, and we take pictures of it.
I do love things like
cute.
That. It's like it just happened
really
naturally.
Ugly.
Yeah.
And you just keep passing the gift around.
But did you ever do it while she was still alive? Did she know that this was a tradition?
We've done it since she was alive, but she never knew that it was a tradition.
Okay.
Did she know you guys thought it was ugly?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, you don't.
It was ugly either.
You want to tell Nana that she's like lost it.
So it's like a big year if it's your year to get the jacket.
Is it?
Last year was my year, so I'm thinking it's either my mom or my dad this year.
Do you have to wear it to a certain number of things to like be as the coat wearer? Like no, or the coat bearer.
Yeah, like we have to wear it to that like dinner.
You don't have to wear it like to some. Like,
every Christmas is like you won a golf tournament. Yeah, the ceremony.
All right, I like that one. That's a good one, Brittany. Lisa.
Yay!
Weird tradition. What do you got?
So it's really our children. So I noticed when they were in high school on Christmas Eve at grandma's, they'd all sneak out to their car, and it didn't take me long to catch that they were. All the cousins were sharing shooters. But the funny tradition now is that they are all of age and they've been of age, but they don't like to drink in front of grandma.
So they still sneak out.
Yeah, they sneak out to the car to go drink on Christmas Eve. And last year was a new tradition where I caught Papa out there with them. taking shots at these kids. And I was like, oh my God.
What are they drinking? Like Fireball or something?
The two of them like Fireball, two of them like Hornitos or any kind of tequila.
Oh my God.
So,
that is really cute.
It is, yeah. So you know all their preferences and everything except for grandma. She's the only one who has no idea.
Why is everyone come in smelling weird? I love.
You're not hiding anything.
Oh, that's a fun one. I'm going to adopt
it. I want to join, yeah.
I just do that one anyway. Jasmine?
Drink in your car.
Yay, guys.
It's not really a tradition. I call that Tuesday. What's your weird tradition, Jasmine?
My tradition is I let my kids eat dessert first.
On Christmas?
On every holiday.
Wow.
You do?
Yeah, because I was just sick of my kids, you know, begging for food, waiting all day to eat. And I was like, you know what? All right. Eat the dessert. Yeah. And then I was like, why do we always eat dessert last? You know, like, shouldn't we just enjoy dessert? And by the time we eat everything, you don't have enough room to eat dessert.
So you're just firing down tiramisu at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Just like, ah.
Happy President's Day, kids.
Yeah, she did say any holiday now. Yeah. Thank you, Jasmine. Tracy.
Yay.
What's your weird tradition?
So with the gift giving, we disregard everything the other people want, and we go for something so incredibly sentimental, the first person to make someone else cry wins.
Oh my gosh.
What are you talking about? Like, what could you give?
So last year I gave my mom, we went to the house I grew up in, and mine and my sister's handprints were still in the concrete slab, so I framed that. So,
wow.
Things like that, yeah.
I have goosebumps even just hearing
that. The goal is to make each other cry. Yeah.
Do you win? I mean, you just won right there, like... You...
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good at making people cry.
Are you good at drinking in your car?
Want to join me? All right, Kayla.
Yay.
Weird tradition. What do you got?
So every Christmas and Thanksgiving, and my sisters gather in the bathroom. We stand in a circle. We lift our shirts and take a picture of our cleavage and call it the kaleidoscope.
I don't want to drink in my car anymore.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.